Okay, now we can start.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 scores scope. Yep, where is he? And it's right over there, Bill.
Did Matt Peck get a signed copy of that book?
No, Matt Peck, he didn't know. No. I'll talk to D. Rose.
Yeah, you got it.
Matt, well, you will be getting your book soon.
Left side three. Remy.
Got it!
Levine, turnaround jumper up. Get it! Onions! Baby onions! Kobe White, put him in the Hall of Fame.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
You can just see the vibe.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Jordan Malley. Along with me is Matt Peck. Follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Hit us up on our text and voicemail line, 331-979-1369. Drop your text, your voicemails, anything you got for us, 331-979-1369. Today's a great day, Matt. It really is, man. I mean, what else could you ask for? As a Bulls fan right now, something unexpected as it did that went down last night. The Bulls hiring Billy Donovan, another piece to the supposed change the Bulls were dedicated to make. I'm thrilled. I woke up in the best mood ever today. How you feeling and how you doing, Matt?
Oh, what's up, Jordan? What's up, Bulls Nation? I feel fantastic, man. We keep getting that dawn of a new day feeling with all of these moves that AK is making, and as tough as it's been to kind of sit and patiently watch these other NBA teams that are getting to play again in the bubble down at Disney World, and the Bulls are sitting on the sidelines. Today marks their first day of actual activities. They tweeted out a couple of videos, Kobe White in the weight room at the Advocate Center. After they went through their little, 48-hour quarantine at a hotel downtown.
Here in the Advocate Center.
Back together. Shut up, Gar. God damn it. Oh, my God. But, yeah, it's nice to have these levels of optimistic, there's a sense of moving forward, despite the fact that we also feel like we're stuck in purgatory right now.
Feels good. It seems like the players are in great moods too. I saw the Bulls tweeting out videos, Kobe White dancing in the in the weight room. So I'm sure a lot of players woke up with a better sense, especially if those younger guys that are going to be here long term, the better sense of optimism heading into these training camps. But 24 hours later, Matt, and not even 24 hours later as we record this, I just feel great about the hire. And the Bulls made a quiet other move too, not completely confirmed by any outlet, but it seems like the Bulls have hired an international scout, no?
Yeah, so this came from Daniel Greenberg, who is more so just like an intermediary on as far as Chicago sports on Twitter, just kind of relays information from other sources. But this tweet of his earlier today said per source and perhaps a source of his own. But I went and looked at LinkedIn, and that appeared to confirm it. It is a female scout by the name of Vanya Chernovic. And apologies if I got that pronunciation wrong. I think that's how you pronounce it. From Slovenia, who has a wealth of international basketball experience, including 5 years running basketball ops for the NBA in Spain. She's also been very active in junior NBA activities. Bulls fans may have seen Kobe White doing one of those at-home drill videos that the junior NBA was putting out during the middle stages of the pandemic. She's been involved in a lot of that as well. Her resume is incredibly impressive. A EuroLeague basketball delegate. She was a coach for Yao Ming's basketball school in China for a while, director of basketball operations for Goran Dragic's basketball camp, and now joining the Bulls as their international scout. So clearly a symbol of Arturis Karnišovas building out his staff as he promised to do, and also using his Rolodex of international talents in scouting basketball, and also another diversity hire. In addition to Mark Eversley and J.J. Polk, who he brought in to help run the books, luring him away from the Pelicans, a female hire here. So I know maybe some people were wondering if the Bulls were going to hire their first black or minority head coach in a long time. First one since it would have been Bill Cartwright back in the day, and maybe some people disappointed in that lack of diversity hiring with Billy Donovan, but another diversity hire here from AK.
I was scrolling through her tweets too, and just I looked up her name on Twitter and saw, yeah, like a plethora of acknowledgments across international basketball. I saw her running a camp with Ronnie Turiaf not too long ago. It's cool. Some of the connections that I was seeing too, like you had just mentioned Goran Dragic. That name has been floated around now, not even just in the last 24 hours, but over the last several weeks, people have asked us about Dragic and if he'd be a good fit with the Bulls. That's an interesting connection as well. I think this is a great hire. And if AK feels, AK's the one who knows strongest, right? He ran basically everything. He knows the ins and the outs of the international scouting. So if he feels the Bulls needed to bulk up there, I'm sure he made a great hire, and it seems like she is extremely, extremely well connected throughout the NBA and internationally.
Yeah, and not just in Slovenia, but you know, as I mentioned, she worked in China. She worked for a while in India with junior NBA activities. She's worked all over the place. So a big expansive web of knowing not just international talent, but young international talent with all the work that she's done with junior NBA. So a really exciting hire for the Bulls. And especially as we move forward with the NBA draft, every year there are more and more international prospects being thrown into the top tier lottery. And hopefully for the sake of us Bulls fans, we're not in the lottery for that many more years, but we certainly have a lottery pick coming up here. So it'll be interesting to see if we hear anything about her perspective on some of these international prospects that we have in the top 10 or so where the Bulls have a pick.
Just making moves, man. They're making moves now. This is good news. Let's go back to the Billy Donovan hire. Matt, we did two episodes yesterday. If you haven't caught up yet on any of our episodes over the last 24 hours, highly suggest going back and listening to our first episode, which I thought we had a great conversation for the first 30 minutes, talking a little bit about qualifying offers and catching you up on who was at training camp, who's at these voluntary mini camps, and a little bit of a heated done conversation that we had at the end, which I promise we're going to get back to at some point. But maybe it's even changed some perspectives as well. But then we were hit with the Billy Donovan news, and then we jumped back on for another 20-minute episode. So go catch up back on both of those. But over the last, like, I would say 12 hours or so, Matt, it's given us time to go and hear from a bunch of different talking heads a little bit more about how this all unfolded. And I thought this morning, hearing from Woj, and who's the most connected out of anybody, hearing what he had to say about the Donovan high and how it's transpired was really, really interesting. Let's take a listen.
When Billy Donovan walked away from the Oklahoma City job, Arturis Karnisovas, the new executive VP in Chicago, wanted to meet with him right away. They were waiting to see if he would pry loose from the Thunder. And Karnisovas flew down to Florida to Billy Donovan's home, met with him just a few days after that. And really started to try to sell him on the idea, get to know him. They didn't know each other very well. Two former Big East guys, but from a little different eras. And, you know, Chicago had interviewed a number of guys, but I think for the Bulls, I think a big part of this was to have somebody who had done this job before. You can go back through the Bulls' run of coaches here, and you've seen, you know, a lot of, you know, either assistant coaches promoted, college coaches moved up, but not NBA head coaches. And I think bringing somebody in to sort of just bring a baseline of a program there, and I think you see an opportunity with the Bulls, with the talent they have, that this should be a team competing to be in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. There's no reason, when you look at the group of Lauri Markkanen and Zach LaVine and Wendell Carter and sort of that younger group there there's some talent there. And so they really hit it off, both Donovan and Karnisovas. Mark Eversley, who is the GM, works in the front office with Arturis. And they hit it off. And I think the idea of that marketplace in Chicago, and, you know, like Jay said coming in, I think Chicago should be in the conversation with big free agents. There's no reason the Chicago Bulls shouldn't be part of that. But to get your organization to that, like, being in a big market's not enough. New York has shown that. You know, the LA teams, when they weren't run well, showed that. You don't, big free agents don't just show up. And I think there's a hope there that Billy Donovan can, start to develop the group they have, but just bring a baseline of, we've got a head coach, we've got someone who's coach of the year, who's been in the playoffs every year. And so I think for both sides, the fit really worked.
The one answer we didn't get there, Matt, was why he chose Chicago, when one of the reasons why he didn't decide to renegotiate with OKC was he didn't want to go to a place and have to continue to rebuild. I felt like the initial reaction here is it's a step or two ahead of any rebuild. Although you look at other jobs that are open, might be more qualified for somebody who's looking to win right now. Do you have any thoughts on whether or not, if there was any implication of him thinking about this having to be an extended rebuild or take a few years before anything actually happens or things start to change on the floor?
Well, yeah. I mean, those thoughts from Woj, and then another detail that we got from our guy Darnell Mayberry's piece for The Athletic this morning that I thought was interesting was that the initial call that AK, I'm assuming, made, Darnell just said the call that the Bulls made, reaching out to gauge interest from Billy Donovan was initially met with disinterest. I think that's the word that Darnell used. And maybe some of that was Billy Donovan just wanting to take at least a week to decompress after the bubble experience and losing that dramatic 7-game playoff series in the first round. But then hearing Woj say that AK went down to Billy Donovan and met him, between that and what we heard from Darnell, basically what it tells me is that Donovan probably didn't initially think of the Bulls as a team high on his list if he wanted to jump into a new coaching spot at a different team right away next season, but that the persistence of Karnišovas and then the ensuing pitch that he made to Donovan, despite them not having any pre-existing relationship in the world of basketball other than, maybe an occasional handshake here or there, it had never worked together in the past, and the fact that they are somewhat differing with their basketball philosophies, and the fact that the Bulls do not appear to be a win-now team, that had to be one hell of a pitch that AK made. That's what I take away from all of this.
It makes me think that this is like, okay, we are seriously committed. If you're going to sign here, outside of the money, I'm sure there was an exorbitant amount of money, but I'm sure any team would be, if they're willing to have his service and that's the guy that they want, whether it be Philly or New Orleans, whoever, if that's the guy that they want, they're going to open up the checkbook for them. So I'm sure whatever he wanted to get paid, he got. Outside of that, like you're talking about, the factors that weigh into this is like, how quickly is this going to be turned around? How much motivation was that for Billy Donovan to come here to Chicago, and how much was he wooed? And I'm excited. I think this is going to be an extremely interesting offseason now leading up to the NBA draft too, Matt, because making this hire, all indications they're pressing on the gas here, and Billy Donovan wouldn't have come here if that's not the case.
Yeah, I mean, that it's a tough sell. Just thinking about what AK's pitch could be, as Woj noted, yes, there's some intriguing young talent on this team. However, at least half of those pieces of young talent, you could say, regressed or stagnated this past season. And, no all-stars on the roster. Zach LaVine, clearly the most talented piece you have right now. What do you have with Kobe? What do you have with Lowry and Wendell? What does AK's vision see with as far as keeping some of these core pieces, moving some of these core pieces, and as you were just alluding to, maybe making a big swing to try and bring in some other piece of talent sooner than we all thought? I kind of thought that as far as the roster turnover, we wouldn't see that, the big part of roster turnover, and maybe adding a big name star or two in one way or another until next year, when their books become incredibly clean, there's a huge free agent class on deck, and maybe at that point, after a year or so of AK and his crew repairing the damaged image of this organization, that was more realistic. But maybe AK has bigger plans up his sleeve for the not-too-distant future.
I've been thinking more and more about the players surrounded around Billy Donovan, too, especially early in OKC and how they match up and maybe what they saw and what they think that they can do with the guys that are already here. Think about like Victor Oladipo. I know he had an injury when he was in OKC, but the work ethic and the grind that he put in and what he learned and was taught from Russell Westbrook and brought to Indiana, I think all of that was influenced by Billy Donovan. Look at Domantas Sabonis' rookie year in OKC before being traded. I think all of that tells me this is good signs in terms of player development. Like you were talking about player first organization. This is all really, really good signs for the Bulls and something that clearly, I'm still in shock, still completely in shock that they were able to sign him. The one other person I wanted you to hear from, Matt, before we take some reaction from our texters and our callers and from people on Twitter, was from Rick Pitino this morning, actually. Somebody I wasn't...
Yes. Oh my God, let's talk about Rick Pitino.
Somebody I was not expecting to hear from, but I thought this was very, very interesting out of everything he had to say. I'm not even going to set it up. Let's just hear it.
Billy is a unique coach because he has a little bit of everything. He's an outstanding teacher. He's a great communicator, terrific motivator. He demands excellence, but he does it in a way, let's say the opposite of a Bruce Arians. Billy, and I'm not knocking Bruce when I say this. He came out and said, Tom Brady didn't do this and the receiver didn't do that. You're never going to find Billy do that. Billy will never air out any player's weaknesses with the media. He would find that extremely destructive to the fiber of a basketball team. So Billy demands excellence. Everything he'll do would be behind closed doors. It'll always be about team. And he's probably, of all the players I've coached, of all the people that have worked with me, Billy Donovan and Frank Vogel are the two most selfless individuals I've been around. It's never, and I mean never, not 1% about them. It's always about the players and the team. So I think he's a perfect fit for the modern-day NBA basketball player.
Who did that make you think of?
I mean, and not just that, but one other comment that Pitino had that I'll add on to this was, quote, talking about Billy Donovan, he would rather embarrass himself than embarrass a player. He will never do that. You want to hear a direct quote from our former coach, Jim Boylan, just this season? Quote, I think your play is embarrassing.
When referencing never yanked guys.
There is a complete dichotomy there. It's, of course, what I immediately thought of. Because, yeah, that's the opposite of Jim Boylan, whose gigantic ego-swollen head was too big to walk through the United Center doors, yet somehow he managed to, and for way too long, he would throw his players under the bus every night. He would point them out and make them look like people who were failing when he himself was failing at his job. And the way that Pitino described Donovan's methods, if he feels that a player is not performing up to par or he has an issue with the player, he will handle that inside. Keep that within the locker room and only put responsibility on himself when it comes to the media. That is the exact opposite of what we got from a year and a half of Jim Boylan.
I'm not. Maybe you have some introspection.
So true. That's exactly what I thought of. Exactly when I read that quote and heard that from Pitino, I'm like, it's a complete 180. It's a complete 180. Some guys, and again, some guys have success with the way that they talk about players in some sports. He brought up Bruce Arians in NFL. It's completely different. And some coaches can back that up with already prior success in winning. Bruce Arians, somebody who can back it up with winning. Anybody who calls any of their players out in the media has credentials and the ability to do that. Jim Boylan didn't have any credentials. What credentials did he have of winning? None. So I'm with you. And this is, again, goes back to, if he's got a problem with somebody, he's going to keep it internal and he's going to deal it straight up with the player. Instead of this, you know, passive aggressiveness between players and coaches and not wanting to talk and subtle messages being floated through the media, you know, that's been going on for so long and way too long here in Chicago.
And those thoughts from Pitino sounded very similar to what we heard from Joakim Noah when Casey Johnson reached out to him for comment yesterday, in that Billy is really good at balancing, making sure that his players are held accountable, commanding respect in a locker room from his players, but also making them feel like he's on their side, which, as Joakim said, and I'm sure plenty of people in the NBA believe, is not an easy thing to do. And the Bulls' past two head coaches have clearly been on the far ends of either side of that spectrum, where Fred did not have any of that level of respect and maybe was too nice and let his players get away with too much and had too long of a leash. And Jim Boylan, which just came in from day one and demanded all kinds of respect and treated his players like children and scolded them and benched them and made them run wind sprints and all this stupid shit. And Billy Donovan, by all accounts, appears to be a guy who has found the balance of those two things in the NBA.
It's good news. It's good news for the young players. It's good news for guys that feel like that maybe we've lost confidence. I'm very excited to see how he is going to reclimate Lauri Markkanen, should he stay here, which I think he is. But if that's a guy that's going to be here long term, that's your reclamation project number one. Figure out whatever the hell is broken with Lauri Markkanen. If it's mentally, if it's physically, whatever the case may be, figure out it, fix it, use this next season coming up to do just that. It's there, Matt. We just talked about it 2 days ago. He made all rookie first team for a reason. He was looking better than a number seven pick his rookie year. What happened between now and then? So getting him back is going to be the first key. And I think he's got the tools to do it, and he's got the history of being able to do that as well. But before, Matt, before we talk a little bit more about Billy Donovan, get the reaction of our fans and listeners of the Locked On Bulls podcast, want to remind our listeners about Built Bar. Built Bar has been an amazing sponsor for the Locked On Podcast Network and Locked On Bulls over the last couple of months. I've been telling you guys about their 12 original flavors, including my favorite flavors in German chocolate and peanut butter. They also have 6 brand new flavors, including cookies and cream, caramel brownie, among 4 other great new varieties. Built Bar is great for the healthy, conscious guy or girl in your life. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low in sugar, high in protein, high in fiber. Great for the keto diet. One of my favorite bars is the peanut butter bar. It's got 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. They're covered in 100% chocolate too, so you won't feel guilty about wanting to get your chocolate fix in, but not adding all that extra sugar and carbs to your day. You can have Built Bar and not feel guilty. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your next order. That's use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Matt, the other thing I gotta ask you, and we gotta put a stop to, like, almost immediately here, is we're not turning the Chicago Bulls into the University of Florida. We're not turning into the Florida Gators here. I appreciate all the trade machines out there that have gotten circulated over the last 12 hours or so. I mentioned Bradley Beal as somebody who played at Florida, played for Billy Donovan, somebody connected there that the Bulls should go get. But the trade machines are going wild, and it seems like everybody's trying to reclimate the all-time Florida Gators team to join Billy Donovan here in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, the Horford Otto one that was going around Twitter earlier today just made me laugh, because the way it was phrased was like, who says no? And I was like, me. Like, definitely. Immediately.
Me.
The Bulls say no. Like, okay, is Al Horford, I guess you could argue, a more accomplished player than Otto Porter Jr. in the NBA? Yeah. Is he better than Otto right now as far as what a player gives the team? Maybe. Not really, based on the poor Philadelphia experiment so far. And the one thing that people, well, okay, you could come in and mentor Wendell Carter Jr. Wendell got a lot of Horford comps when people were looking at him in the draft. And yeah, Otto, you know, has not really helped all that much. He can't stay healthy. But Al Horford is a million years old and still has several years left on his contract. Al Horford is getting paid $27.5 million next season, $27 million the season after that, $26.5 million the season after that, before hitting unrestricted free agency in 2023. And there are certain fractions of guarantees at the back end, but even still, Otto Porter's, you know, yeah, he's going to pick up his player option this year, but then that's it. And we were just talking about how the Bulls have these impeccably clean books after this one more year of Otto and one more year of Felicio that AK could use at his disposal and probably was a part of his pitch for Billy Donovan. You want to muck that up by throwing Al Horford into an already crowded front court? Like, why?
kept our flexibility long term, which was also important to us.
It's the first time I've ever agreed. It's the first time I've ever agreed with Gar. Yeah, keep your flexibility long term. Al Horford's not the star we're talking about. Al Horford's not a star in the league anymore. Sorry. Sixers, he's not a star there anymore. He's past his prime. I'm out. I'm out on Al Horford. And whoever was running that account this morning is clearly a Sixers fan. I mean, if you're talking about a first round pick or multiple picks, then maybe we can have a conversation. But like you said, we're adding another.
There was no mention of a pick attached to that.
Exactly. And I was blown away. So, and clearly Bulls Twitter got on it quick. So Bulls Twitter's all over it.
If we're on board with reuniting Billy Donovan with one of his former Florida Gator pupils, how about signing Joakim to the veteran minimum and having him come in and mentor Wendell Carter Jr.? That makes a hell of a lot more sense to me.
That's going to happen. I can feel it.
I'm stomping my feet and marching around Twitter all day, every day until it does.
Anything else? Any reaction from people on our text or voicemail line? Anything from Twitter over the last 24 hours that you highlighted, Matt, or you thought was really good?
I think the overarching vibe from Bulls fans, whether or not they had Donovan at the top of their list of coach they wanted the team to hire because of this, that, or whatever, the general feel that I have, and I feel like most of the fan base has, is it's an evidence of their continuing trend of actually changing shit around here, and B, you just hired a good winning coach. Billy Donovan has a winning percentage in the NBA above 600. You know what Boylan's was? Half of that. Half. Dude went to the playoffs of the Western Conference 5 straight years. Boylan, nothing. Nothing close to that as a head coach.
I work for Greg Popovich.
As much as we can continue to nitpick how Donovan will coach this team stylistically moving forward, we have plenty of days and plenty of episodes to break that down. I can't wait to get into that kind of gritty stuff. In the meantime, it's just like, hey, look, we hired a winning coach. We hired a winning coach who most people believe would not at all be interested in the job. And that's the most important thing about all of this, is that AK is proving that he has credibility in this league, and he brought it to our organization.
Staying power is huge, yeah. And AK works in sneaky ways, and so does Mark Eversley, and I give them credit, and they're doing it in a way where they're still being transparent with the fan base, and AK hasn't lied or hasn't done something and flipped 180 on another. It's been good. Although there hasn't been much, we haven't had a whole lot to squeeze from. There's some trust being built up, I think, between the fan base and this new front office, and it seems like it's being built with the players that are already here as well. That final piece, though, Matt, that I had mentioned yesterday, I still think that's more important than ever. As excited as everybody is about the Reinsdorfs actually opening up the checkbook and spending money, I saw a couple tweets out there saying that they don't want to hear the cheapness from the Reinsdorfs anymore, and they don't want to hear that they don't spend money. I gotta say I'm tempered on that. I gotta wait until they start to spend it on the floor. Once I see that final chip fall, and that's going out and getting players and actually opening the checkbook for players and changing the performance on the floor, that's when I'm finally going to say, okay, I get it. They're finally all the way bought in. They're all the way bought in, and they want things to change. The basketball reasons, not for the business reasons alone.
Yeah. Two other reactions to the hire that I want us to touch on, because they both just amused the shit out of me. Did you watch Inside the NBA after Lakers Nuggets last night?
Unfortunately.
Charles Barkley saying after they brought up the Donovan hire, there are only two worse jobs than that: the captain of the Titanic and my fitness coach.
Bruh.
Guess what? Charles Barkley's wrong about everything.
Come on, man.
Unbelievable.
It's another piece of evidence of it being a good hire, right?
I tweeted it out this morning. I said, good morning to everybody except for Charles Barkley. And it's Benny the Bull holding up a sign that says, don't listen to Charles Barkley. And it's just a big fat head of Billy Donovan. Charles Barkley's great, but he's just, I don't think I need to take any confidence or feel any way about Charles Barkley and the way he feels about Chicago being a destination place for head coaches. He's been wrong all the time.
And I'm sorry, I have to do it. The last reaction to the Donovan hire, I have to point out, is our dear pal, C. Red Fred. Because back when Donovan was first announced to be leaving OKC, I can't remember who, but one of our loyal followers on Bulls Twitter asked him and asked me, and I think maybe also tagged that at you and Locked On Bulls, like, oh, what do we think about this? Maybe Donovan to the Bulls? C. Red Fred's response, hard pass, period. Hard pass on Billy Donovan. Yesterday, see Red Fred on Twitter. It's a new era for Bulls basketball. Kudos to Arturis and ownership for bringing in a legit coach in Billy Donovan who will mold this young core into a destructive force in the East. My AK-47's prophecy will soon be fulfilled. All hail the Red Leviathan.
Pound sand.
Just the absolute king of flip-flopping. He gives David Kaplan a run for his money when it comes to flipping his mind on shit. And I mean, come on. You just love to see that. Classic Fred, who, by the way, is a week away from serving a month-long Twitter ban.
Pound sand.
I was crying. I was absolutely crying at that. And Mark Karanzolas just coming over the top, jumping from 15 feet above and body slamming poor Fred by calling him the Jim Boylan of Bulls Twitter. Oh, had me in tears. Had me in absolute tears.
By the way, that simple reply from Mark K, you're the Boylan of Bulls Twitter, has 86 likes.
Pound sand.
We love Fred, though. I was dying laughing. Thank you for reminding me of that after the flurry of news we got yesterday. I totally forgot. I was just sitting here crying laughing at that. That's
Billy
good.
Donovan, hard pass. Oh, my God. I can't believe the Bulls got Billy Donovan. What an amazing hire. He's going to turn this team into some winners.
It's too good. Oh, man. I think that's going to about do it here on Locked On Bulls. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Got a lot of content for you over the last 24 hours and coming up for the rest of the week, so you'll want to stay tuned. We were supposed to have Rob Schaefer on today with the Billy Donovan news, though things got busy, so we're going to try to get him on sometime later at the end of this week, or if not, sometime next week, so look out for that. Continue to drop your reaction, your voicemails, text messages, tweets, at Locked On Bulls, at Jordan C. Malley, and at Bulls_Peck, or text and voicemail line at 331-979-1369. Thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring today's episode. And across the entire network, use promo code Locked On for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. For Matt Peck, I'm Jordan Malley. Bulls Nation, have a wonderful day. Be back tomorrow with a fresh episode. For Jordan and Matt, we are out. Deuces.
Billy will never air out any player's weaknesses with the media. He would find that extremely destructive to the fiber of a basketball team.
I've never yanked guys. I've never done that.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com.